This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
We did it. We made it to the final hour on this Friday. It's a meat Friday at that, and great audience once again. I think it's around 38 degrees here, poolside in Las Vegas. But this crowd has been with us for the last 3 hours. They got here early, and we want to thank them for their support. We did get a request. A member of the audience wanted to hear from Jimmy Jimerson, our reporter who is covering the Super Bowl, and we're lucky to be able to bring him in. He's been covering. He's been at Media Day, Press Row. He's been with both teams, and let's go to Jimmy Jimerson, our insider. Jimmy, what have you found out so far, and anything that we need to know leading up to Sunday's Super Bowl?
Well, Dan, that's what people are asking. They're trying to find out information right now as to what's going on this weekend. Now, I've talked to both teams. They're also asking questions. What's going to happen this weekend?
Thank you, Jimmy.
Yeah. That'll be $10 million. Thank you.
No.
And I'll take $10 million. Thank you.
But that's not Adam Schefter that you're making fun of there.
I don't know who it is.
Okay. It's kind of, it's a combination.
I don't know who it is. The last show. It might be somebody that's loosely based.
It's kind of a combination, but then there might be one person that we...
That's what insiders are asking themselves right now. Who is this guy making fun of? Is it me? Is it someone else? Right now there's a lot of people asking those questions. No answers just yet. Who is this guy making fun of?
We're going to go to hell, you know that?
Not for that.
No.
Not for that. No. That's...
Yeah, that we get down there like, what are you in for? It's like when you get arrested.
It's like, the Jimerson thing was okay, but all this other stuff was pretty bad.
Yeah, some of the Todd stuff, you know?
You guys are kind of mean to Fritzy, got to admit.
Now the audience realizes we're not mean-spirited. The audience is mean-spirited. We can hear the reaction when Todd does some of his jokes here.
I still feel more support from the Friday group than the Thursday group.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I know it sounds like I'm pandering. It's like, cheer for me, but it's true.
We have a couple more rhyme time things that you want to do that you missed out on. We ran out of time in the last hour. Jordan Love, by the way, will join us, and I love love. And so Jordan will be joining us on loan from the Packers. Yes,
just to give a quick shout out to the guy that was here Tuesday. That's got to be Todd's biggest fan. The let's go!
Oh yeah, that's right.
Guy,
very enthusiastic.
That guy was awesome, and he was Todd's.
Yes,
that was your guy, right?
Yeah. He was.
Okay, so the rhyme time once again.
There's only a few more left.
Okay, here we go. Okay.
Okay, we've got Prime Grunt. Prime Grunt.
I got it. Dion Peon.
Dion Peon would be a prime grunt.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
License to ill, infection. License to ill.
Yes, Paulie?
Yeah, that's okay. You could say it.
Beastie Yeastie?
Beastie Yeastie.
I apologize.
That's terrible, Todd. What are you
what
doing?
What are you doing?
That's what it is. It happens to the best
that
of us.
That is terrible.
Yeah. Tramp Kaminsky. Tramp.
No, don't say that. Don't say that. Don't do that one. I know what this one is. Don't
do that. So do I. So do I.
Yeah. I feel, so far, I feel like we shouldn't have gone back to this. Because if I think he's got another one coming, that's going to be...
Is that inappropriate?
But you should always run these by Paulie.
No, you can't. Don't say
this. Okay, I didn't realize
that's a bad word. Don't do it.
I wouldn't say that one. Okay. I wouldn't have said the last one either.
Afraid globe. Afraid globe.
Boo.
Like outside our windows, the globe.
Oh, yes, Paulie.
Fear, sphere.
Fear, sphere.
Oh, okay.
Fear, sphere. Yeah. Fear, sphere.
Okay.
And I think the only one I have left is cards, water gun. Cards, water gun.
Okay. Yes, Marvin.
Poker, soaker.
Poker, soaker is the cards,
all right,
water gun. There we go.
Done. Yay.
Now we're finished.
You can play at home.
Yay. That's good. I'm glad we went back to it, Dan.
No response from the audience there.
Okay, yeah. So is the audience realizing this, or are we like realizing that? Is it not just us? Or is the audience like, oh, yeah, we're all in this together?
Yeah. I think...
It feels like it's a bonding moment, actually. I got to admit, where I'm like, wow, I really do connect with people.
That's why this is a great audience, that they understand what we go through every day with Todd.
Yeah, I feel a connection.
Okay,
really,
you're not going to mope for the final hour here.
I'm not going to mope.
No.
Let's go. We're going to rally.
No, let's go.
There's a few decent ones in there.
Okay, one more.
Todd, right now, is 28-3. But you can...
Wow.
Oh, there's still time left.
But you're the Patriots.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think we could bring this back. We could bring this back to a W.
Could be 24-7.
Don't count me out. That's all I'm going to say. Do not count me out.
Okay, by the way, it's a meat Friday. Our thanks to King's Hawaiian. They came in and brought their own chef, and they've cooked up a feast of resistance, I would say. So they have the Red Rock Canyon Sunrise Sliders, which we already had on the pretzel slider buns. We have the Fisherman's Wharf Dungeness Crab Cakes. That's also on slider. Everything's on the the Hawaiian original slider buns here. We have the chili rubbed prime filet mignon. That'll be on the buns as well. Mm-hmm. And the Texas brisket on the sweet Hawaiian rolls. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Some headlines here. Lamar Jackson wins his second MVP. Defensive player of the year goes to Myles Garrett. Christian McCaffrey got the offensive player of the year, and Joe Flacco got the comeback player of the year. Also, the newest members. Yes, yeah,
is it bad that I'm okay with that?
Okay, let's go around.
I mean, we're doing a lot on it, but I feel like it's okay. Yeah. Joe Flacco had a hell of a comeback.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. But once again, DeMar Hamlin suits up. If he plays one play, he's going to be the comeback player of the year.
Yeah, which he played a couple, right?
But he didn't win the comeback player of the year. Yeah. Okay, who would you vote for? Marvin, you get Joe Flacco, wonderful season, bad playoff game, but wonderful, wonderful season, filling in for Deshaun Watson. Who would you pick?
Joe Flacco.
All right, Todd, who would you pick?
I would give the edge to Hamlin.
Okay, all right. Seaton.
Joe Flacco.
Paulie.
Flacco. Hamlin just didn't play enough. He played, honestly, less than 10 plays, I think.
Okay.
It's a cool story.
It is.
He got enough, like, ESPYs and credit and everything he deserved for what he went through and everything like that.
Okay, would you rather have an ESPY or the actual football comeback player of the year award?
Would I rather have an ESPY or come back from the dead?
Yes.
What you're at. ESPYs look nice on the mantle. No, I wouldn't be around to see it.
Yeah.
I want the ESPY, though.
Really? Oh.
Grayson. Well, would Joe Flacco rather have an ESPY or a comeback player right now? Probably comeback player, right?
Yeah, you don't. Yeah, I mean, comeback player. Yeah. You don't want an ESPY. I've been around that. You know, it's nice. It's a nice night.
Is it just an honor to be nominated though for that one too? Like, I did come back. That was good.
Yeah, yeah. Who was the golfer? Steve Stricker? Did he win comeback player of the year back to back years? Which is kind of impossible, isn't it?
Yeah. Wasn't Chad Pennington like a 3 out of 4 years? He just kept coming back. Like, yeah, won again.
Yeah, not that the team wanted to see him, but they're like, he's coming back again. All right, come on in. Did you see where Woody Johnson, the Jets owner, he was asked about, you know, having your quarterback situation? I'm paraphrasing here, but it was basically that they didn't have a backup quarterback last year.
We need a backup quarterback. We didn't have one this past season.
Like, why do you need to say that? Aren't you the reason why you didn't go out and get a backup quarterback, that you kept Zach Wilson? So I would start with ownership and say, Woody, what role did you play in going out and getting a backup quarterback? Or I think they wanted to stay with Zach Wilson to actually
I guess, affirm or reaffirm that he's not a starting quarterback for them. All right, we're going to play him. You're going to see that he can't play, at least not yet. And now we can move on. Yeah, Paulie.
It is a weird, like you said, it's a weirder situation. It felt like Robert Saleh in September would have loved to have brought in a veteran, Flacco or other, and I would assume he was overruled by management. That's what we all thought.
Yeah, because they could have brought in a couple of people here. Julius Peppers, Devin Hester, Dwight Freeney, Patrick Willis, Andre Johnson are going into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Julius Peppers, who played basketball at North Carolina, he's one of those guys when you see him. There's a couple of guys when you see him. Like, when we see Joe Montana, you go, God, he looks like he could be a kicker. Like, there's nothing imposing about him, which makes it even more incredible to survive in that era of how you could hit quarterbacks back then. Cam Newton is bigger than what you think. When you see Cam, you're like, damn. And he's the quarterback. Julius Peppers, another guy, 6'8" out there. Yeah, Seton.
I just couldn't imagine. I kept looking at Cam when he was standing there, and especially we took a picture, and it was like, I was like this big. And I just couldn't imagine putting the ball in his hands and him lowering his shoulder and being like, yeah, I'm going to tackle that dude.
Yeah,
I'm going to get in front of him and bring him down, because he's so gigantic.
Well, you're not, one thing when you watch quarterbacks and then they get treated like rag dolls, and then you see them in person, you see Marino or you see, Phil Sims, those are big guys. Troy Aikman, those are big guys, but you see how the defensive linemen or linebackers treat them. Yes, see.
Watch the Fox pregame, halftime, whatever, and look at Rob Gronkowski next to Michael Strahan. Michael Strahan is a big dude.
Yeah.
And he is tiny compared to Gronk.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, Paul.
I really wonder who NFL defenders would say is the greatest running quarterback of all time from the standpoint of the last one you want to face. I assume Vic is there, and Randall Cunningham, and even Josh Allen now. But like Seton said, Cam Newton, he had a bit of everything. He was a very good passer, a solid passer, but not the greatest. But when he would lower his shoulder, it wasn't, Michael Vick didn't lower his shoulder. He juked you and went around you. I'll bet you that he might be the one seed from defensive opinion.
Well, those DBs are probably 5'10", 205,
right.
And Cam has got to be 6'6", 250. And I just can't imagine. Now, I remember when Carolina played Denver opening night in Denver, and they came out on the field. Carolina came out on the field and looked like a basketball team. If you would have said North Carolina's basketball team is here instead of the Carolina Panthers, I'd be like, all right. Kelvin Benjamin, that's another one of those guys. You're like, damn, these guys are huge. Yeah, Mark.
Not for nothing. Kelvin Benjamin, he's a what could have been.
Yeah.
That dude was on fire when he came into the league. Sorry, go back.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Thanks.
I just got depressed. I was like, because that dude was on fire when he first got in the league.
But you see some of these guys, like Mike Williams. Paulie, you were with me when we were on the field.
USC.
Yes, and Mike Williams came out, and I go, damn, it's a whole different football game. Man, I mean, he was huge. Yes, Seton.
Sort of on the, what could have been tip, right?
Mm-hmm.
Listening to Dan Orlovsky, his words really stuck with me about how much luck is involved in a successful career and just being fortunate enough to fall in the right place. The fact that he was sitting here telling us, I had coordinators falling asleep during the games. I had coordinators who were using old terminology from old teams they were on and being like in the middle of the huddle being like, coach, we don't use that terminology anymore. How are we? And you're supposed to be as a rookie or a young quarterback, build a successful career in the middle of that. Some people just go into a better situation than other people. It's really just.
I was surprised what Orlovsky said. I don't know if he said it before. It didn't get traction that your offensive coordinator, whoever's calling plays, fell asleep in a game. He's up in the booth, and Orlovsky is waiting for a play, and you realize that guy is, Or they call in a play that's not from your playbook. It's from a different playbook from a previous, coaching tenure there. Yes, Paulie?
One that stood out to me is a couple of years ago we had Ross Tucker on, who was a journeyman NFL lineman, which, we kill for. But you asked, what's the difference between your career and, Quentin Nelson, who's a five-time All-Pro? He goes, the difference is in 70 plays, I make 5 mistakes. Quentin Nelson makes 0 or 1. He goes, that's it. He goes, we're both strong. We're both big. We can both win on any play. But I'll make 4, 5, 6 mistakes, so I can't start.
So Lamar Jackson named MVP, the 5th player to win multiple MVP awards in his first 6 seasons. Does one? No. I'm not done with my stat of the day yet.
Premature.
Yeah. Okay. So, He's the fifth player to win multiple MVP awards in his first six seasons in the league. Paulie, I'll start with you.
Oh, great.
Who did he join?
Johnson? Let me think. multiple in his first 6 years.
Yes.
I'm repeating it.
You're stalling.
Time.
You're stalling.
Wait, what's the question again?
No, are you looking it up on...
No.
that sounded guilty.
No.
Okay. First six seasons won multiple MVP awards. If you said Patrick Mahomes, you would be correct.
Yeah, I was waiting to let everyone else.
If you said Brett Favre, you would be correct. If you said Kurt Warner, you would be correct. And if you said Jim Brown, you would be correct. So you guys did really well. There you go.
Woo! Nailed it.
Yeah.
Stat of the day. Stat of the day. Stat of the day. Stat of the day. This is the stat of the day.
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show.
By the way, we just had a boss walk through.
Who?
You know that?
Who?
Fella's got some swagger.
Jordan Love?
Yep.
All right.
Yep. Just took a stroll right through there.
Yeah. Like,
that fella's a thing right there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He has a presence about him.
Yeah. Yeah, he does.
All right. You know who had a presence about him? Deion Sanders' son.
Dude, yes, he did.
Yeah.
That is a confident fella right there. Confident young man. He just stood right over there taking pictures or whatever. Kid is also a boss.
C.J. Stroud, Offensive Rookie of the Year. Set an NFL record most pass attempts without an interception to start a career. 191. And also, we mentioned Joe Flacco. So he joins the Browns November 20th, and his head coach, Kevin Stefanski, got Coach of the Year. He is the first player in NFL history to throw for at least 250 yards, multiple touchdowns in each of his first five games with a new team and named Comeback Player of the Year. What's the poll question for the final hour of the program, Seton?
Okay, well, this one, would you cut off a third of your finger to win the Super Bowl?
What position am I playing?
I don't know, but you're losing a third of your finger.
Which finger?
Your pinky.
Okay.
You want to do a pinky? You want to do something more severe?
Would I cut off a third of my finger?
Yeah, you'd have to do it in-game just like Ronnie.
In-game?
Yeah. Not in-game.
Yeah, in-game, yeah. You're doing it whilst on the sideline. Yeah,
You go into the tent?
You go into the tent. You don't even make it back into the room. Because it's just like Deion was saying, like, coach is like, don't you ever take a playoff. He's like, dude, my fingers were dislocated. Don't care.
Yeah, Paul.
Let's make it real specific. You're right before game time, they say you can't play, or the day before. They say the only way to do this is to get rid of your finger. Surgical procedure, we're going to cap it, but it's to be gone, a third of it gone forever. But you're going to be a legend forever and win the Super Bowl.
I would do that.
Yeah.
I would do that. Todd?
What if they said they weren't going to numb the area and you yourself had to cut that third off? Would you still do that?
Like 127 hours.
That would be tough.
Would I do it without numbing it?
And you have to do it. You have no experience on how to do that.
I
so
have
you're just
to
cutting
do
a part of your finger off.
Well, let's try it.
Well, try it.
Yeah.
Todd.
If Francie jump in the pool, we're going to cut part of your finger off.
Yes.
That fingers grow back.
If you don't numb it up, I might have a hard time with that. Because then I would probably pass out, and then it'd be hard for me to be a quarterbacking legend.
Valid point you're making.
Yeah, thank you, Todd. Yes, Paul. Would you cut off your finger?
Yeah, I think I would. I'm not doing that much with this anyway. I mean, what's the hell? I'm not. What am I accomplishing with this pinky finger anyway?
Okay. What about you, Marv? It wouldn't be a big surgery.
That is so not necessary.
Wait,
Friday?
Necessary, we're wrapping up.
That would be minor surgery.
Maybe that's what happened. Maybe Marvin cut all his fingers down a little bit.
Is that what happened?
You don't have to take that, Marvin.
I literally don't. It's February. I thought we were celebrating Black voices all month long. This is ridiculous.
Even leap year.
Marvin keeps going out into the audience during our commercial breaks and just putting his hand up to see if he's got bigger hands.
I've been on fire lately. Look at these bear claws.
No,
my goodness.
It's incredible. Yeah. It really
Who's
is.
Who's got bigger hands, Julius Irving or me?
We saw Julius Irving
last
night.
I know, we saw
night.
Him in the lobby.
Yeah. Yeah, we saw him yesterday strolling through.
That's a starstruck moment right there.
Yeah. Okay.
Like all of a sudden, and he walks differently. Like if jazz had movement,
yes.
It would be Dr. J because he just kind of came in. Now, that's a guy who's got some swag. Yes, Tom.
I hope he didn't think we were stalking him, but within minutes, I invited him on the show.
You did not.
I did. I didn't say, we just saw you walk by, come on the set. I just made it sound like in case you're in town and you might be anywhere near the Fontainebleau, we'd love to have you on set. And it just didn't work out in the schedule. But we decided, you know, let's go for it. There he is. Why don't we ask him on?
I know, but we don't want to ask everybody.
I just saw you walk right past us. Come on over.
Well, that's probably why he didn't want to
probably.
Do it.
Maybe it was a little creepy.
Hey, I just saw you.
Just in case you're walking by in a gray rain jacket. I mean,
He did walk by.
He's just walking by.
He did. And everybody stopped.
Yeah.
And they're like, Marvin goes, that's Dr. J. I said, don't get up. Don't do that. Because you guys did that in the airport.
Yeah.
And remember
that?
I was like
skipping in place. I was like, oh my God, it's Dr. J. Like,
went over him to say hi. I had offered him a Wetzel's pretzel, too. I was going to treat him for like a little drink and a little snack. I didn't do that, but I did go over to him and shake his hand. Just so I could say, hey, I met Dr. J.
Thank you, Doc.
Back to you in the
That's
studio.
Crazy, because he was like, Fritzy!
He did. It was so weird.
Fritzy. No, he did not.
Yeah, he said
no,
like, you know,
he did not.
Why are you so neurotic? Rhyme time. He knew about it.
I love the mock headlines, man.
Damn three-piece. Dr. J just said damn three-piece.
How about we take a break here?
Irving Schwerving.
We need to take a break here.
Jordan Love's coming
Jordan up. Love is coming up next year. We'll take a break. We're back after this. Dan Patrick Show.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, gang, this is Jay Glazer, host of Unbreakable, a mental wealth podcast. And every week, we will have on leaders from sports, entertainment, like Sean McVay, Lindsey Vonn, Michael Phelps, David Spade, Guy Fieri, and also those who can help us in between the ears. Anyone from a therapist to someone like Ed Milet or John Gordon. We've all been through some sort of adversity. To get to the top, we've all used different tools. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer and Mental Wealth Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get podcasts.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
I see you guys laughing, and I'm afraid to ask what you're laughing about.
Let's move on.
Nope.
Right along.
All right. See, it's almost at the end of the week, end of the show, starting to get a little giddy, a little punchy here. So let's be professional. Let's rally. Come on, let's go. Come on. Let's go. Let's get this audience fired up here. Come on.
Let's go. Let's do this. Bring it home.
Once again, about 15,000 or 16,000 people, I think. I haven't looked behind me, Todd, but you said that's a big crowd that we have
here.
There
are several thousand people. So
He is Jordan Love, the Packers quarterback, and picked 26th overall by the Pack in the 2020 draft. Joins us on behalf of the new Old Spice Total Body Deodorant, a game changer. Say hello to Jordan Love, the Packers. You guys described him as having some swag when you saw him walking in. You got your Jordans on there. You're looking good.
Yes.
Yeah. 32 touchdown passes, 11 interceptions. You had the loss to the Niners where you threw for a couple of touchdowns. And would you have two interceptions as well?
Yes. Yeah,
sorry to bring that up. But that's... No, but that's the rail. You don't have to wear headphones. You're good with that. How would you sum up your season?
I think it was a season of learning. I think as the season went on, we got better as a team. I think that was the main goal for us going into the season. Obviously, the goal is the Super Bowl. Got to the playoffs, had a playoff win, and fell short against the Niners. So I think all in all, it was a successful season, though. I think we accomplished a lot of goals and came together as a team and did a lot of good things.
You were a young team.
Yes.
And it almost like it was happening right in front of our very eyes where you get confidence. Yes. But do you guys sense that, hey, we're not afraid to go into Dallas? We're not afraid to go into San Francisco? Or is there that part of you that's like, we're going into Dallas? We're going into San Francisco? You don't even know what to expect.
Yeah, no, it was definitely no fear in any game we played this season. I think it was more teams got to see us. And obviously, we were a young team, but I think we had a lot to prove, and we had a lot of really good pieces that were coming together for the first time. So there was a lot of excitement, but we were definitely not scared to play anybody.
Draft night. You know they got Aaron Rodgers, and then they take you. What's your reaction?
Man, I was you don't know what to expect on draft night. You know, you do all the interviews throughout the whole draft process.
Well, who did you think was going to take you?
That's what I'm saying. I didn't know who was going to take me because you do interviews with every team, it feels like. And I feel like a lot of the teams are saying similar things, and they're not really showing any of their cards. So, you don't really know what to expect. You kind of knew what teams needed quarterbacks and were thinking about taking quarterbacks. But, I had no expectations. Especially after a couple of the other quarterbacks went early on to some of the teams that were taking quarterbacks, I didn't know what was going to happen. So, but I was definitely a little surprised when Green Bay called me, just knowing that they had Aaron there. It was just all excitement on draft night.
But you were okay knowing that you were going to be sitting for a little while.
Oh, yeah, I was okay with that.
Wait, you're a first-round draft pick. You want to play right away.
Oh, you want to play for sure. But like I said, knowing that they have Aaron Rodgers, you know, you'll be sitting for a little bit learning. You're not going to come in and take over, you know. So,
did you ever think you got to a level where you were on Aaron's level?
Man, I don't think anybody's on. Aaron's on a whole different, it's definitely levels to it, you know what I mean? So, and that was an eye-opening experience, being able to be there behind Aaron and just see – how talented he was and the things he does every day in practice, how consistent he was. So that opened my eyes up to, seeing great quarterback play and, elevated my game as well, trying to see different things, try new things. So I think all in all, it made me better, but it's levels to it for sure.
Okay, you're in Green Bay. You don't have distractions, but you're still in a smaller town where everybody knows if you're going to the grocery store or whatever you might be doing, where you live probably. Mm-hmm. How do you deal with that?
Yeah, it's
like where do people find, where have they noticed you?
Everywhere. In Green Bay, everybody's a Packer fan.
They call each other like, hey, Jordan Love is here?
It feels like it.
It feels like it.
No, they like I said, Green Bay is a great place. Everybody's a Packer fan.
Give me an example.
I mean, you go to the store and somebody recognizes you, you take a picture of one person, and then, everybody else, it turns to a bigger thing. So,
You gone in disguise?
No, I have. I mean, I've tried to put my hood on. COVID era, you had the mask on, but people still recognize you. I don't know how to do that. They're going to find a way to recognize you every time. So,
but you are 6'5".
And
you have your jersey on, too, which is awkward, too.
Yeah, exactly.
But, yeah, you wanted the people to know who you were. Now they do. He's Jordan Love joining us on the program. What was the biggest game of the season for you, where you look back and you go, that's pretty good?
Definitely the Saints game. I think looking back on the season, that game propelled us into, being able to get in the playoffs. But early on, obviously, you know, we had lost a game, and being down 17 against the Saints at home, and being able to put a comeback like that was it was special, and it definitely helped us going forward. But definitely just getting to the playoffs with our record, that was a huge game.
Give me the defense that you would like to face this Sunday if you were playing.
This Sunday in the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
The defense I would want to play against?
Yeah.
You know, I'd play against either defense, but I think we had a pretty good game against the Chiefs. So, you know, I think going back, we'd like to see the Chiefs again. But, I mean, being a competitor, man, I'd want to see that Niners team just to, you know, be able to prove that we could beat them.
Man, the Chiefs, that defense got really good at the end of the year. And it feels like we always talk about the Chiefs. We talk about Mahomes, Andy Reid, Kelce, Taylor Swift, and then we get to the defense.
Yeah.
Right?
You got to talk about everybody. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, you know, the thing about sometimes it's best that they're not talking about you if you're the Kansas City defense.
As their defense? Yeah, I mean, they got a really good defense. They do a lot of good things. I think, I mean, you got to talk about their defense when you talk about their team. That's a staple of their team, and they do a lot of good things. But, like you said, they got a lot of big-time players over there, big-time names, Taylor Swift. So there's a lot of things to talk about. Yeah.
Have you met Taylor Swift?
No.
Have you gone to a show?
No.
Do you want to meet her? Let's bring out Taylor Swift, everybody. Oh, it's Ted.
Ted Swift.
Ted Swift, my bad. Ted Swift, who works here at the Fountain Blue Hotel. Tell us what you're doing with Old Spice deodorant there.
Yeah, no, I'm here with Old Spice today. You know what I mean? Just, you know, partnering with them to put out their new total body deodorant that they got. And great product. But you talk about, you know, improvement on the field. This is something that's going to help our team. it's a total body spray. It's head, toes, everything in between.
How's that helping your team?
You know, we huddle up every play. You're in a tight huddle. You want to be smelling your best in there. You know, it's going to help bring us closer together as a team. And, you know, you're under center. You know, it's going to help bring us closer together as a team. My guy, Josh Myers, he smells great already, but this is something that's going to help us all.
Isn't it? But we're getting away from being under center. Like, everything, it feels like it's in the gun now.
I don't know about that. You know, I came out of college and I was in gun every play, and I got to the NFL, and now I'm under center a lot more. So I think I'm getting more under center as I'm going in my career.
So you're getting to know your center a little bit more.
Oh, yeah, we got a great relationship. Great relationship. You got to.
Isn't it awkward, though, when you put your hands under your center?
Yeah, maybe for the first time in your life when you're a little kid doing it. But it's one of those things that you get used to. And shout out my guy, Josh Myers. He's great. That's my brother. We got a great relationship. So it's definitely not awkward at all. You get used to it.
Okay. All right. Paulie is a Bears fan. And in the preseason, he said, we made predictions. And then Paulie said that?
I said that Jordan Love would lead the NFC in touchdown passes.
So you finished with second to Dak?
Mm-hmm. That was close, man. I let you down.
It's okay. I took more heat, though, from Bears fans. Do Bears fans, when you meet them, how are they?
They're Bears fans.
Yeah, you know?
It's a division rival, so there's not a lot of love there. Yeah.
But what do you hear? Like, give me some of the things that you heard this year from the fans.
From Bears fans?
Any fans. Like, who were the toughest fans?
Oh, I mean, every fan is tough. I think the division fans are a little, you know, you hear a little bit more just because we see them twice a year. But you're gonna hear a lot of heat from all the fans. But after you beat them, it's usually like take it easy on us. You know what I mean?
Because you can hear, right?
Sometimes
athletes always say, I don't hear what they're saying.
On the sideline, you can, but on the field, you can't hear any of that. You know, you block all that out. You're focused, but you know,
they
on the sideline running out.
They make you laugh with anything.
Sometimes,
they say.
Yeah, you'll hear some stuff, and it's like, man, what are you guys talking about? Baby? You want to turn around and say something, but it's like, no, let me hold my tongue.
Are you going to watch the Super Bowl here?
No, I'm going back home to watch it.
Okay.
Yep.
Do you care who wins?
No.
Who are you picking to win?
Chiefs.
Because
we just lost to the Niners, man. I can't.
Oh, okay. All right. What do you do better than Patrick Mahomes?
Man, there's not a comparison I can say that I do better than him. Patrick Mahomes is a great player, and you know I
can
love
you try
watching
those
him.
Things. Like can you?
That's one.
Are you just born with it?
I think yeah, you're born with it. But that's one of those things. Like I said, watching Aaron, that you see other guys doing stuff, and you see it, and you're like, man, I want to try that. I want to. you know, try that in practice, try and implement that game, because I'm a guy, I feel like I'm confident, I feel like I can do anything. So I see somebody else do it, and it's like, okay, I can do that too. So, like I said, Patrick is a great player, and he does some phenomenal things, and it's awesome to watch him, but it's awesome to see that stuff and then be like, I want to try that.
I felt bad because when Jordan came in, Marvin, you know, went to give him some dap and then put his hands up next to Jordan Love. It didn't go well.
Again.
I know, but why do you do that?
I'll just give him a high five. He was like, no, I want a high five. Let's just measure hands. And he was like, damn, your hands are small. I was like, oh, good to meet you, Jordan. Yeah. I was like, all right.
Yeah. Just throw the Old Spice spray in your hand. Make it look bigger, man.
Oh, you know what? Pass me that. Please. Oh, thank you.
Nah, they look smaller, actually. Oh. Yeah, throw it back.
That's Viagra for hands is what that is. Oh, make them grow a little bit. Paulie, do you have combine stats for Jordan?
Of course we do. Jordan loves combine stats. Second biggest hands in the entire draft class at 10.5 inches.
No, okay. Yeah. All right.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Isn't that weird? Like, does that translate to you can be a good quarterback if you have big hands, or if you have small hands, you can't?
I don't think any of that translates. But, yeah, I mean, that's part of the whole combine process. You do a lot of weird things, you know, standing on stage in your underwear in front of hundreds of scouts. And so it's a lot of interesting things you do. But I don't think hand size, you know, translates to being a good quarterback or not.
Well, they make a big deal about it.
They do.
Yeah.
They make a big deal, a lot of things.
A lot of stupid stuff. Well, it's like Brock Purdy, small hands, can't play. Like, he's still playing.
Yeah. I've thrown a ball in the rain and it slipped out of my hands, and I had the second biggest hands in my class, so I don't know.
Well, how about we give him a hand? Okay. Jordan Love joining us on behalf of the new Old Spice Total Body Deodorant, a game changer, and makes his team a whole lot better. Congrats on your season. Thanks for joining us.
Yep, thank you guys.
All right, we'll take a break. Close up shop after this.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Day, people came out, loyal support, we appreciate it. A lot of people wearing our DP show merchandise, thank you for doing that. Recipe inspirations, kingshawaiian.com, Slider Sunday, and oh, by the way, Super Bowl picks. I already gave mine. Marvin?
37-31, 49ers.
Okay. You got an MVP?
Brock.
Wait, why am I surprising you with this? You're supposed to have this ready to go.
No. He's the 10th best player, so I was thinking of other players.
Oh, okay, all right. Todd, Super Bowl pick?
31-27 Chiefs, Mahomes MVP.
All right. Seton O'Connor.
Trying to remember what I had for our bet earlier. I want to say it was like 32-14. I have the Chiefs. Excuse me. I have the 49ers rolling the Chiefs. Okay. It's going to be a blowout. No offense.
Your MVP?
Brockington.
Okay. Let's see, Paul.
I'm going to go with the Chiefs and MVP, Rashee Rice.
Okay.
I mean, nobody believes it.
What's the odds on that one there? Yeah. You got to lay some...
What's Dylan got on that?
I got the Chiefs winning 27-25. And I got Isaiah Pacheco as your MVP.
You're just trying to upset Paul.
Yeah.
That was weak.
I was going to say Taylor Swift MVP. But
okay.
She's MVP every game
for me.
She's
the world's MVP.
Yeah, she is. Yes. How about a heart here?
To this audience.
Yeah. Oh, you're giving the heart there the audience. Wow. That's great. Todd, do you know how to do it?
I don't know what I did. I made like two semicircles. That's not a heart.
Two semicircles.
That's weird. Like a pentagon, I mean.
Yeah. My thanks to the Fountain Blue Hotel. Do you know what the Pentagon is? Like
by the White House or everything?
No,
like
no.
Five-sided. I was pretty good in geometry. I just don't know how to do those things with my fingers as smoothly as Seton did.
Seton, show him how to do a heart.
I don't know that I really did it right either. But you just make a heart like out of your fingers. There you go, Todd. He's got the biggest heart of us all.
Yeah. Hey. My thanks to the Fountain Blue Hotel, hosted us all week long. Wonderful people, and what a beautiful, beautiful hotel,
awesome
casino. It's bright, it's lively. Restaurants are great. They gave us the pool. I mean, they turned it over to us. They just opened up in December, and they've done a wonderful job. Great people, accommodating. So thank you very much for hosting us and allowing us to have a studio on each as well. Because I said that's really important if we got that opportunity. Yes, Paulie.
I hope we can get back here before the Super Bowl's back here. Fountain Blue Final Four, whatever we could do. This place is great.
Yeah, I was talking to the Fountain Blue people yesterday. I'm like, can we come up with another reason to come back here? And, I think they're going to have, Formula One out here?
Yeah, maybe there's like a series of awesome car races that's going to be here for the next 9 years.
Yeah,
maybe
we could do that. We could also, let's see. Maybe the draft, we could get out here. Maybe
drafts at the draft? Let's bring it back.
Yeah. Fantasy draft, maybe the final four, remember March draft? Madness. Yeah.
Raiders season opener. It's always a reason something in September.
Okay.
Oakland A's, now the Vegas, whenever they get here, if they get here, it goes, baseball. I don't
know. How do you think you did this week?
Not that great.
Raiders week 8.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. How about a bye week with the Raiders?
When the Broncos come to town to play the Raiders, we'll go that week. No? Maybe not. Throw me a bone. Broncos, Raiders at Allegiant Stadium. We'll do the show leading up to the big Bronco week 6 game at the Raiders.
All right.
We get Russ back on.
Yeah. We didn't get Russell Wilson the entire season.
Suddenly unavailable. Let's ride. No, he didn't ride on the Dan Patrick
He was always going to be. Every year we'd have him a couple of times.
He had a long year. I don't blame him.
Okay, but wouldn't you seek out friends then that you would want to talk to?
And this is where he would come? That's true?
I was in a movie with his wife, though.
Fair. We dined with his wife.
Yes, we did.
Theoretically.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
She was right behind us.
She was. She was right there.
So we kind of had dinner.
So when you turned and looked, you could see the shoulder, like her back right there.
Yeah.
Like, that's Sierra.
Yeah.
No big deal.
Yeah. My other sponsors here, Mercedes, obviously. Let's see. We have Good Ranchers. We have
Louisiana brand hot sauce.
Yes.
The Ridge.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
awesome.
Kings Hawaiian, obviously.
Yeah, ooh, huge.
Traeger, obviously.
Huge. A lot of good food this week.
Miller Lite, obviously.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Tire Rack. Just spectacular group of people.
Let's see. Go with the pros. Express pros.
Yeah.
Next time you're going to hire.
They were fun.
Yeah. Anybody else, Paulie, that I'm leaving out?
All I know is all our sponsors taste great. Can I tell you that? They all taste great.
Shout out Panini.
Well, that's weird with Tire Rack.
Yeah, I'll tell you. I would eat them, too.
Yes,
we're on a run.
Yes, Don.
Those aren't sponsor ships. Those are sponsor yachts, if you ask me.
Oh, Christ.
You know you like it. You just won't give me the satisfaction.
You won't give me the satisfaction.
I think you tanked that.
He gets back up on that bike every single time he falls off, and I am just in awe of him. You're my guy, dude. I love you, pal.
Sponsor yachts.
You never take the social cues. You don't.
They're not
sponsorships. They're sponsor yachts.
Yeah. These are big-time sponsors.
No, I got it.
Sponsor
if you
yachts.
Have to explain
okay.
it, no.
Just remember, there's going to be like, you know how we did dinner last night?
Mm-hmm.
And you had to like, ching, 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 ching. Hey, everyone's going to get up and say like, hey, guys, thank you all for your partnership and all this stuff. I bet you sometime in the next 3 years, you guys aren't sponsorships. You guys are sponsor yachts. And I just want to thank you all.
And he won't even give me credit.
Yeah.
Like he came up with it himself. No. We have it on tape now.
I just want you to know you're all sponsor yachts in my book.
And they'll laugh because it's Dan Patrick. Yeah, that's great. How clever is that?
If I ever use that line, shoot me. Okay? But make sure you kill me. Like, don't just wound me. It'll be time to retire.
Sponsor yachts.
This day.
No, you love
stop.
It.
Stop you encouraging him. This day in sports history, Paulie.
Just a quick one. 1895, the first college basketball game was played in
The original Louisiana brand hot sauce. I forgot them as well.
Yes. Fantastic.
Okay.
First ever college basketball game, Minnesota State School of Agriculture defeated the Porkers of Hamline College 9-3, Dan.
Mm.
A blowout. No football this
Could
day.
Could you call people Porkers back then?
The Hamline Porkers. I guess, the robust Hamline Porkers.
Yeah. I don't know. Let's see. What else do we have here? Al Michaels joined Sunday Night Football with John Madden on this date, 2006. And that's when the NBC, to get Al Michaels, they traded the rights for Oswald the Lucky Rabbit to ABC Disney.
Yeah, who won that trade?
Have we heard from Oswald the Lucky Rabbit since then? No. Al Michaels, of course, one of the great broadcasters of all time. I think, by the way, on this date, 1895, Mintonette, it's a new sport. It turned into...
Badminton.
Badminton.
Mintonette.
No, it's volleyball.
Really?
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
Thanks for playing. Yeah. What we learned, what did I learn, Todd?
Eli Manning says a lot of trust is needed between a QB and his center, keeping things delicate and clean.
Hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats. The only place to collect them all is Panini Trading Cards, Instant Classics. It's time to go home. Rare inserts, memorabilia cards, and more. PaniniAmerica.net. Thanks for joining us. Our pleasure to serve you. We'll talk to you on Monday to wrap up the Super Bowl.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The boundlessly capable all-electric EQS SUV from Mercedes-Benz with available transparent hood technology. So advanced, it can see through sheet metal. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS-SUV.